Whole New Theatre's Panto in 2015 is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It runs until Sunday, January the 3rd, and the usual matinee and concessions apply. Starring Joe McKeldry, the man in the mirror, with Cannon & Ball and a huge supporting cast. Check out the Whole New Theatre website for details of prices and ticketing options. This is a very modern take on the now traditional and popular Christmas fair. The usual audience interaction with the cast are included. Sadly, no Dame figures in the cast of this production, which is full of upbeat modern pop songs. It relies mainly on several leading characters, these being Snow White, the Wicked Queen, Sedista, the Man in the Mirror, Joe McKeldry. Comedy comes full fast and energetically from Cannon and Ball, who though are in their senior years, play their part with the vigour of slapstick comics half their age. Lots of digs about local name places from the Evil Queen Sedista, the audience hissing and booing her every time she appeared. This show sees the closure of Hull's new theatre in January. The whole theatre goes dark for a year or more as a full theatre renovation takes place. To allow for larger productions to visit our fair city and provide better facilities both for our patrons and for the performers alike. The Deputy Lord Mayor, part of the audience, talked through the council's plans for this one of Hull's most important art spaces, being part of our modern, emerging and evolving cityscape. Panto has been part of our Christmas life over several decades to children and adults alike in our city. I hope a suitable performance space will be found in the interim as we move towards a revitalized city in 2017 and beyond, as the laughter and applause that live theatre is lifeblood for the arts, brightening a winter's night. However, I do like Panto with a Dame, but that's just me. And here's Hull's Deputy Lord Mayor with more details of what's going to happen to the theatre. Hi, it's John. I'm talking to Deputy Mayor.
Hello, Sean Chater.
Sean Chater. And you've got a passion about Hull New Theatre.
Oh, I think the theatre itself in Hull is absolutely fantastic. This building, from when it was the reading rooms back to the 1830s, and now since it's been a theatre for over 100 years, it's an absolutely brilliant building, and we are so looking forward to Cannon and Ball's run this year with the rest of the cast, with Joe and all the others. It's absolutely a storming show, absolutely great, and it'll be great for people to enjoy over the Christmas period and into the new year.
And then when it's rebuilt, we'll have more space, and
we'll have more space, we'll have a bigger stage, we'll have the opportunity of having shows that can't come to us at the moment because we need more height to the theatre to allow for some of the staging effects. Some things at the moment, shows are having to take bits out at the moment. That's the only way forward. What we're doing is we're getting a theatre fit for the 21st century, fully accessible, so that people with mobility issues and people with families can do that. There's going to be better facilities all round, such as better eating and drinking, and it's going to be there for the family to enjoy the theatre.
Thank you.